Lee, I couldn't have been prouder to see those maps last night.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Yeah, the upstate producing every single county.
Yeah.
Within the range of our voices here on the station, our WRD listening family, producing double-digit victory for Ralph Norman.
Yeah, it was a pretty good, pretty wide margin of victory. And also it was interesting that Oconee County, which initially during the primary went for Graham, flipped to Norman this time. So like, as you said, every upstate county went for Norman. And I did find it interesting, you know, usually as you get to these primaries and then runoffs, the number of people participating drops. This increased. There was like about, I think, 34,000 more voters in the runoff. In fact, it was went from 11.1% voter participation to 12.25%. So there was an increase in the number of voters for the runoff election.
I can guarantee you those folks out at the coast, if they, and it cracks me up that they had to put the Trump rally as far from the sound of our voices as possible, where we really literally don't reach, in order to find voters who wouldn't know all of the details of this race that you've heard on this station. The fact that this is the first time in the last 20 years, maybe it's never happened before, Democrat PACs against a full of donations by Obama and Biden officials, billionaire, you know, liberals who supported Kamala Harris, absolute open Democrat Party participation, not even hiding it in the primary, with a lot of Republican voters out there on the coast having no way to, and I don't blame them, they didn't know what they did. A lot of Republican voters out there on the coast have no idea that a lot of what was in their inbox, what they were seeing on YouTube, what they're saying on TV, was paid for not just by Democrats, but by the beating heart of the Democrat Party. And I think that's what I resented the mostly, was if they were honest about who they were. Hey, we're, you know, we're a pro climate change PAC. We're punishing Ralph Norman for not funding the Green New Deal. And we want to elect Darlene Graham. This is who we are. Hey, vote for Darlene Graham. I wouldn't have a problem with it. It's the lie. It's the fact that they pretended they were Republicans when they are not. And you know what else I really resent? And it shows a lot about the leadership of this state. That no one called them out. Everyone pretended it wasn't going on. That Democrats didn't play a major role in this election. And again, folks, understand, I'm not talking about some people who I'm calling Democrats because, oh, you know, maybe they're a little bit to the left of me or something like that, but they're really Republican. No, these are stone cold Democrats. These are Obama officials. Daily Signal did the article on it. And a billionaire who never before Darlene Graham has ever given money to a Republican before. $11 million to Kamala Harris. And he tells Politico that he plans to put millions more this round into Gavin Newsom. He is the Democrat there. So as I said, when I opened the show this morning, Democrats won yesterday because now no matter who wins, a Democrat will sit in that Senate seat. It's either going to be Annie Andrews or Darlene Graham. And so just seeing this support's incredible. And I am convinced out on the coast, if they had this information, they would have voted differently, but they didn't. Scott Pressler, talking about how on Fox News, how, Myrtle Beach put Graham, Pressler, by the way, endorsed, Norman, put Myrtle Beach, how Myrtle Beach put Graham over.
Well, the election came down to 18,069 votes. And I think one very important fact is that President Trump visited Horry County, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, right before the election. And that county alone gave Senator Graham the votes that she needed to best Congressman Ralph Norman. And I do think that the Trump endorsement made a significant impact in this election.
Yeah. And I think they learned. I think Trump and, you know, the really uniparty partnership that runs the state learned from their embarrassment about what happened with Pam Evett. And I was telling people this morning, you know, I was talking to you there. Oh, we lost. Well, no, we fought to a draw. This is an absolute high pitched battle between the Word listening family and the uniparty that runs this state. And we won the last battle, and they're still smarting from that. And you think about what you did and what you've accomplished. No, we didn't put the Graham machine to bed last night. It would have been nice. But we destroyed, Lee, their entire succession plan. We wiped through. They had 20 years of succession plan. It was going to be Pam Evett. It was going to be Mick Disaster Jr. gone, wiped away. We made her drop him like a cold fish. And then she didn't make it. And Trump, I think, learned from that and realized he had to put a lot of money in. He had to pull the stops out. He had to come multiple times personally. In this case, he came one time and then the other time did a, you know, on, you know, over the phone town hall. I got no less than 4 calls yesterday from an actual human being reading off of a script telling me I couldn't even get my walk in. I'm like, what? Yeah. What do you want? Yeah. An actual human being telling me that Donald Trump needed me to go vote for Darlene Graham. And I think that's how they did it. But that's what it took to overcome the will of the upstate. And they learned from last time because we beat them. You're still mad about it.
Well, I can't help but think that this is, in a way, still good for Trump, because think of what the analysis would be today if Norman had won. And they would be talking about the end of the Trump MAGA movement, that Trump's endorsement no longer makes any difference. I think that would be the analysis that you're seeing.
And it would be totally wrong. I'd already prepared a show for that. That would seriously, that would have been, that's not what we voted on here.
Right.
Can't tell you how many people in the comment section I saw with this comment: I love Trump, but I'm not for Darlene Graham.
Yeah.
I love Trump, but I can't stand the Graham machine.
Yeah. And like I said, that would be the analysis. That would necessarily be fact.
Yeah, they'd get it
but
wrong.
But that would be the spin that would be put on that by the national media. And sadly, even some of the conservative media would go right along with that,
having no idea what actually has been going on the ground in this state. Yeah. Although it might not have been that bad. I don't know, because he got whooped with Pam Evett. I mean, he got whooped hard. And by, you know, South Carolina, and he, you know, came back with a lot more resources.
But at the last minute, he did that double endorsement.
Yeah, to save himself, I guess. I don't know. The embarrassment. Look, I really wish that Donald Trump would just stay out of South Carolina politics. He has made a mess of our legislature. It just an absolute disaster of it. I've been saying for a long time, you can tell that the Graham machine hands him an endorsement list.
Yeah.
And in the 2 years ago election, he just destroyed conservatives and really a lot of Republicans. A lot of these people he endorsed were actually Democrats running. And I mean, nobody could move. They backed it with the Graham money. They're spending it almost a congressional level in a lot of these legislative districts. They just wiped everybody out. I mean, great candidates. Trump endorsed the other guy. People who, by the way, later proved their absolute disdain for Trump, because Trump asked one thing after all those endorsements for the Graham, you know, the Graham machine. Hey, can you please just redraw Clyburn's district, Lee, like every other Republican legislature jumped to do. And they said, no, screw you to Trump. That's all Trump got for it. And he's still doubling down on, wow, I did this machine that, I mean, think about this for a minute, okay? Henry McMaster is in office because of Trump. And Trump only ever asked publicly 2 things of McMaster, ever. Hey, swear in your state law enforcement, have them pick up illegals. Ron DeSantis said, sure, sir, love to. By the way, you know, they have caught, this is just their police that was sworn in as immigration agents and their state law enforcement, over 10,000 illegals. Henry McMaster said, screw you. And then one simple thing, Trump said, look, we got to win these midterms. We need this seat. One seat could be Hakeem Jeffries or not, you know, what Democrat control or not. And this legislature, this liberal legislature that Trump really created by endorsing so many left-wing Republicans and killing off conservatives 2 years ago, they repaid him by telling him to pound sand. So it's amazing to me that he would come back for a third time, especially after being betrayed by McMaster like he was on the redraw of Jim Clyburn's district, and just ram these people down our throats. I don't understand what he's thinking. I mean, when you've got McMaster, who all he had to do was call that special session, it's all he had to do to redraw that district, and we would have had plenty of time to do it before the election. Would have been tight, but we could have done it. And McMaster sits on his hands and defies Trump. And the machine is rewarded with yet another endorsement. It's just, but see, folks at the Coastly, they don't know any of this. They have no idea. They don't listen to the station. So, frustrating. Anyway, what did you think about yesterday?
Well, like I said, it was interesting to see that the upstate completely went for Norman. And then from the Midlands to the coast to the PD region, all that went to Graham there, so.
And you know, you're right. Some people looking at that will say, oh, that's the upstate, you know, being anti-Trump. Not at all.
No.
Upstate is extremely pro-Trump.
Exactly.
That has nothing to do with it.
Nope.
It's just them getting real information on who runs the state and going, no, we can't do that.
Yeah.
And rebelling against that. And really, I think a lot of people wishing that Trump just would just stay out of South Carolina. Or if you're going to meddle in our politics, do enough research to understand who it is you're endorsing, how much they hate you, how much they dislike us, and the contempt they have for the Trump agenda, for the MAGA agenda, for the America First agenda. Just do a little bit of research before you endorse. Fascinating post, folks. Remember this, what I'm about to tell you. There's a guy by the name of Tyler Bowyer, B-O-W-Y-E-R, Tyler Bowyer. He's with TPUSA, Charlie Kirk's organization. God bless Charlie Kirk. And of course, Charlie Kirk's organization, being actually conservative, endorsed Ralph Norman, as did every major conservative organization outside the state, outside the Graham Machine bubble. And he put this incredible post up. You got to understand something about Tyler Bowyer. I don't know exactly how he says his last name. He is the chief operating officer overseeing Turning Point Action. And remember when Charlie Kirk was assassinated and I told you if the Democrats could put together a list of 10 people they would like to disappear from the planet in terms of Republican politics, Charlie Kirk could be one of them. A lot of people think, oh, he was a nice guy. He went to college campuses and he tried to talk sense into the kids. Yes, he was. He was also a master tactician. He set up the premier field organization in this country for the Republican Party after the RNC just refused to do it because they weren't interested in winning. They weren't interested in beating. They really weren't interested in beating Democrats. So Kirk did it. A lot of people don't realize Charlie Kirk's political operation. If you're on X-Lot, you'll see ads for it. Hey, do you want to knock doors? Hey, do you want to do this? We'll pay you. Charlie Kirk ran a $100 million operation, the premier field operation in the country. And Tyler Bowyer was the guy who ran that. So when he talks about how hard it is to beat the Graham Machine on the ground if you support Ralph Norman, he means it. He writes, as results come in, South Carolina has open primaries, which allow Democrats to vote in Republican primary elections. That is the source of the power of the Graham Machine and how it represses Republican voters. For the runoff, if Democrats didn't vote in the primary, they can be targeted to vote in the Republican primary runoff for a second dip at Democrats. Totally screwed up system, he writes, about South Carolina that benefits moderate Republicans. And I would add Republicans who are actually Democrats, like Darlene Graham, with Democrat votes. Not just once, but twice. I dislike open primaries, he said, and I'm totally against runoff. Okay, that's a different, you know, against runoffs, you could debate that. But basically what Tyler Bowen is saying is the Graham Machine, we couldn't beat them. They were able to find Democrats who had not voted in the primary to turn out for Darlene Graham. And that is what they're legendary for, is finding Democrats to vote in the Republican primary. And I think that's why you saw that PAC stuffed with money from Obama administration officials, Biden administration officials, billionaire Democrat donors who so far before Darlene Graham's never given a dime to Republicans. Almost $12 million to Kamala Harris. That's why they openly poured $2 million in the primary. And you know what's funny to me about this? They're so confident that Republican voters like out at the coast who couldn't hear us wouldn't figure it out. They didn't even hide it. They put out a press release saying they were going to do it. We've never seen that amount of spending before. This is unprecedented. Truly, it's fascinating. We've never seen that amount of spending before openly by Democrats in a Republican primary to fool voters. And the thing I resent the most, again, is that they were not honest. Hey, we're climate change Democrats. We'd like you to vote for Darlene. Cool, fine. I don't care. Say it. But instead, they pretended to be Republicans who were angry at Ralph Norman because he wasn't sufficiently loyal to Trump, when the very same people in 2020 and 2024 were working to take out Trump. And Republicans fell for it. So I think it's funny, too, that they had to hold the Trump rally for Darlene as far as possible away from the sounds of our voices here at WRD. As far as possible away from the upstate, because the upstate was a lost cause. Why? You were inoculated with the truth. You get real news. And look at the difference real news makes. Double-digit difference in how we vote here in the upstate and how they vote out there. But folks, what this means is they brought in the big guns to defeat you because you wiped them out in the governor's race. We can beat them, and we have beat them. We're 1-1 right now. They won that Senate seat back. We wiped out their entire succession plan for the governor. We wiped out Evett, and we wiped out McMaster Jr. We also wiped out their plan to put a Democrat in, David Pasco, as AG. That was part of their plan, too. And that's why you saw incredibly two things. Folks, think about this for a minute, okay? And you really see what's going on here. David Pasco, and I pointed this out to you, David Pasco runs openly as a Dick Harpootlian ran it. Everybody knows that. Everybody in political circles knows that. He's a Democrat. And openly ran him. Nobody in leadership, so-called Republican leadership in the state, said a damn thing about Pasco. That guy's a Democrat. Don't vote for him. They knew he was. Because they were fine with him winning. Just like they're fine with Darlene Graham winning. She's a Democrat, too, and they know it. Democrats know it. Democrats would have put that money in if we didn't call him up. The machine tell him, hey, she's a Democrat. Here's what she'll vote with you on. They knew that before they put the money in. They're not going to put the money in unless they have solid commitments for her to vote with them on certain things. Trust me. And that's why I want you to remember this segment going forward, because you're going to hear folks out at the coast. You're going to see them on comment sections online. Hey, she betrayed us. No, she didn't. She was hired for this. You'd have known that if you lived here. So it took a bizarre trifecta of Democrat donors, the legendary Graham machine targeting Democrats, finding Democrats who had not turned out in the primary, to the extent that the best field operation in this country, TPUSA, is like, we throw our hands up. We can't beat these people. They just love Democrats. They're good at turning them out. And Donald Trump, it took them coming together. And folks, we still beat all of that last time. They didn't throw the Democrat money in that we know of in the governor's race. We still beat him. Trump had to personally come here this time. They had to have millions in Democrat dollars on top of Trump's money and Tim Scott's money to beat us. I didn't win a single county in the upstate. Not even clear. We beat them by double digits everywhere we tried. So we fought to a draw. They're big pissed, okay? That's where they pulled out all the guns. That's why they called up to Democrats. Good, y'all, we need help. We need help. And look, we saved Clyburn's district for you. And folks, that's absolutely worth $1 million. Now we need quid pro quo. Now we need payback. We're going to need a couple $1 million in here, right? What, the Clyburn district's worth that, right? They said, oh yeah, it was. How can we help? Well, Darlene Graham. And so, folks, I want you to remember when the folks out at the coast, your friends out there complaining, she stabbed us in the back. No, she didn't. This is what she was hired for. Folks in the comment section today, by the way, I was looking at this. They're saying, is she going to be loyal to Trump or the Democrats? Which way will she go? Going to be interesting, isn't it? I have thoughts. Just based on how other Trump endorsements have gone, they've been terribly disloyal to him. But what you can see here, folks, is absolute proof, and it's just eerie, of the uniparty working together with the Democrats they claim to despise so that they can get the representation, the Democrats, not us, that they want. That's incredible. All while Tim Scott, who pumped a ton of money into Darlene Graham that should have been going into races to beat Democrats, what a waste of money, was going on TV on Hannity. Folks, on TV on Hannity in the last 48 hours, talking about how his priority, because he runs the National Republican Senatorial Committee, talking about how his only priority is to defeat Democrats and how scary Democrats are and how we got to beat them up. And they're literally running candidates in this state, and he says nothing.
This is the most important midterm election in our lifetime. It is no longer Democrats versus Republicans. It's communists and socialists against what makes America great, our Judeo-Christian values, and a free market system.
There is no way, folks. There is no way the staff at the NSRC, which is the Republican funding arm, the NSRC, did not see those ad buys by the Democrats. There's no way they didn't see them. They know. They all check ad buys to figure out where to buy their ads. Oh, they're advertising over here. We need to, too. They know the Democrats ran millions of dollars worth of ads for Darlene Graham. They didn't tell you. They didn't warn you. They said nothing, and they piggybacked on it. Let that sink in. With money they should be spending in Texas, where Tallarico is just pulled ahead of Paxton. And by the way, Tim Scott's National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee will not give Paxton a dime. That's why Tallarico just pulled ahead in Texas. Democrats are running ads. We're not. So to these people, think about this. The bigger threat is Ralph Norman. Bigger threat than Tallarico. And shame to say, the Trump PAC MAGA Inc. Spent money too on Graham, but hasn't spent a dime on Paxton. Although there is a lot of speculation that they will. They just haven't started yet. So I'm going to be watching that closely. Folks, we're one for one with the machine now, and I'm so proud of you yesterday for what you did. Yes, we didn't win the battle yesterday. We won the one before, and that's why they came back with reinforcements. Took a lot to beat us. It took a trifecta I have never seen in 20 years of watching politics to beat us in this state. Because they were big mad. They are big. So they had a whole succession plan. It was going to be Pam Evett, and then it was going to be Mick Disaster Jr. And we said, no, that's not what we're doing. They didn't see us coming. They'd also planned to have a Democrat AG that they could pass off as a Republican. Why they said absolutely nothing about David Pascoe being a Democrat. Trump, by the way, ironically, had to come in with two Truth Social posts that went viral, telling South Carolinians, hey, don't vote for Pascoe. He's a Democrat. Never heard a word of that from any of our so-called leadership. Not Lindsey Graham, who was alive at the time. Not Tim Scott. Not Henry McMaster. Not Evett. Why? They're all on board with Democrats sharing power with them. Democrats know it. They got to back. That's why they pumped a couple million dollars into Darlene Graham. And Chuck Willen, too. They're going to say she betrayed Donald Trump. But that's not what happened. Anybody who wanted to know who she was could have known. If they really looked. Like, all you had to do was Google the PAC that was sending you all those ads saying Ralph Norman had betrayed Trump. You'd have found out that they're doctrinaire Democrats who worked to elect Kamala Harris twice with dark money ads, whole nine yards. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden before that worked against Trump. So this bizarre trifecta of Democrat donors, the legendary Graham machine, and Donald Trump coming together, that's what it took to vault Darlene Graham into the U.S. Senate, where we will now eagerly await to find out what she will do. Because she was asked, hey, it's been a week since you blew that debate question on your foreign policy. You got an opinion on foreign policy now? You done some research, maybe an internet search? Nah, I didn't bother. So you still don't know? You still don't know what you think? No, she says, I'm going to focus on affordability. That's all South Carolinians care about. Okay, cool. What's your plan on affordability legislation? What you going to do? Oh, you'll have to elect me to find out what we just did. So now we're going to wait and figure out, because it's a secret, Democrats know, believe me, but we don't, what Darlene Graham actually believes in the Senate.
When asked if there's anything she's learned or tried to study up on regarding the issue of Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific since she was asked that question last week. Take a listen.
You know what I've done in the last week? I've gone around this entire state talking to as many people as I possibly can. And you know how many of them brought up Taiwan or national security? Not one. They're talking about the rising cost of health care and affordability. So that's what's important to me.
Notably, though, Reid, when I asked her later if there was some kind of legislation or specific proposal that she would put forth to deal with the concerns about affordability, she wouldn't give us an answer and only said, we'll see about that when I get there. Thing is, she's already there. She's the appointed senator, and she has been for about 6 weeks. And that's part of the concern that many of her Republican critics in this state and a handful of voters have spoken out have said is that they don't necessarily think she's qualified for the job. So we'll see if that ultimately matters when the results come in Tuesday night.
So, Ed, let's talk about...
And ultimately, it did not. It did not. Folks, some of the fallout from this, one of the things that's really interesting here that I noticed, Alan Wilson, who will definitely be our governor, barring something crazy happening. Do you notice he didn't endorse in this race? He stayed out of it, which he should. He should stay out of it. Trump should have stayed out of it, too. He didn't endorse. Why? Because he's sitting there watching the back and forth to see who will win. He watched the upstate win and say no to the succession plan of the machine. No, we're not having Pam Evett. No, we're not having Disaster Junior. No, we're not having 20 years of pre-selected governors. Boy, that shaped them. So Alan Wilson didn't know what side would win, so he stayed out of it, as you should. And I've been thinking to myself for weeks, wow, if we can win this, we can win this Senate seat, we can actually get rid of the income tax like, you know, real Republican states did years ago. And what does that have to do with anything? Isn't that a state issue? Yeah. See, the state legislature, no way, no how, they're not getting rid of the income tax. The only hope we had was to put Ralph Norman in the Senate and show we can absolutely swing a statewide election. Which, because we'd already done it once. We did it in the primary. We needed fear. We needed there to be fear in the legislature, or there was no way. And I know Alan Wilson has promised he's going to, you know, try to get rid of the income tax, like, again, Florida and Texas did years ago, Tennessee, you know, real Republican states, where Republican voters are actually allowed to have Republican representatives, unlike this one. So I can already tell you what this means. They're laughing in Columbia, just like they're laughing at the DNC, the Democrat National Headquarters. They are just chuckling at how funny this is. They're going to say pound sand when Alan Wilson comes for that income tax, to get rid of the income tax. They're going to say pound sand, screw you. We don't have to do this. And that's because they demonstrated yesterday that they could beat us. It's just going to have to take a superhuman, extraordinary effort and a lot of Democrat cash. So that's going to be one of the fallouts. And I don't think the folks at the coast had a faintest clue what they were doing. I don't even blame them. They don't have real information. The radio out there is awful. Awful. I used to do radio out at the coast. They don't have the faintest clue what's going on in the state. And that's on purpose. Who runs it, how they operate, and what they operate on. So that is going to be part of the fallout for this. I don't think we're getting an income tax now because these guys just said, well, we could pull out all the stops and beat them. We don't have to deliver that. And it's just going to be one of the effects. It's really going to neuter Alan Wilson's governorship. Because I think he would have really, really been a representative for us. Now they're going to say, nah, you know, the upstate only wins half the time. We'll take our chances. Thanks. And we're not going to be able to get anything good through. They're going to spend their time naming roads after Obama, you know, propping up Clyburn districts. By the way, a lot of people talking online, too, about how the Graham machine uses the Clyburn turnout machine. In other words, turns out Democrats in primaries. I guarantee you that's what happened. That Clyburn Democrat machine's all over the country. And when you've got, you know, the head of the field operation for TPUSA, the foremost Republican field operation out there, saying we can't beat the Graham machine's ability to turn out Democrats to vote in a Republican primary, that's significant. So they're going to tell themselves, yeah, we got beat by the upstate once, but Trump will save us, or we'll come out with a superhuman effort or millions of Democrat dollars and we'll defeat them. And that's what they're going to use to push back against Alan Wilson when he says, look, I've got him, because he does. He has a mandate. I mean, we send him in with huge numbers. When Alan Wilson says, look, I got a mandate to get rid of this income tax, besides all the other Republican states are doing it, they're going to say, well, now we'll just make a superhuman effort to... You know, we'll bring in Democrats. We'll do all that. We cost ourselves the income tax. We're going to have it. And a whole lot of other stuff that's not going to get done in the state. Texter writes, maybe we need the pain of a Democrat senator. And by the way, we are going to have a Democrat senator. It's either going to be Darlene Graham or Annie Andrews. It doesn't matter. Who won yesterday? The Democrats won yesterday. Maybe we need the pain of a Democrat senator to make South Carolina realize what a true conservative is. And by the way, some people are saying, well, how do you know she's a Democrat senator? When you... Folks, they don't spend millions of dollars openly on you unless they back channel have figured out, okay, she's going to vote with us on these six things. She's going to vote with us on the, you know, six most important things that'll destroy the country. Okay, we'll spend the money. They do not dump money in because you're a nice person or they think you're cool when they have to mortgage the headquarters just to get through the midterms. There was something hugely valuable here to them, and it's a swing vote on probably 6 to 8 issues. It's going to be everything from amnesty to whatever they want to destroy the country. Well, she'll vote it with us the rest of the time, but it won't matter. And that's what happened yesterday. And again, folks out at the coast are going to be shocked in 3 years. How has this woman betrayed Trump? She was never with Trump. Well, as of right now, Big Brother is not watching in Greer. Oh, I bet this happens all over the upstate. This is just the first domino to fall. Some form of suspension of these cameras. Greer suspends flock safety cam. People are obsessed with these flock safety cameras following police scandal and growing unrest. So what happened was one of the upstate's largest cities just temporarily suspended its flock safety license plate reader system just weeks after this became a controversy, because you had two separate law enforcement agencies, Greenville County Sheriff's and Greer PD, employees going in and using it as their own personal search and surveillance device. So the city of Greer has now confirmed a 90-day suspension of its flock system. They're shutting it down effective immediately. And the city also said that staff access to the system has been cut, and every camera within the municipality of Greer has been physically covered. What do you think about that? Seriously, I'd like to know. And text me, 800-905-0989. So, folks, one thing we could say for sure, it is incredible how much law enforcement uses these cameras to catch the bad guys. Catch them quick, including murderers. One guy fleeing from the upstate was caught in the Boone area on one of these cameras. As soon as he crossed the county line, they knew it was a non-local license number, and they got him. He was on the run. Probably would still be today, but if it was not for the flock camera. So there's two definitive sides to this. As the sheriff said when he came on the show, I mean, he said, look, remember when that police officer was, sheriff's deputy, police officer was originally shot. The sheriff's deputies were able to catch him almost instantaneously with a flock camera. So there's a price for shutting these down. It means bad guys, and maybe some really bad guys, going to get away, going to be on the run for longer if we ever catch them. But people have privacy concerns. Love to hear from you. What do you think about this? Should all of the rest of the law enforcement agencies, police and sheriff in the upstate, shut these things down or maybe rework it? So it's a little more privacy friendly. What do you think? 800-905-0989.